Welcome back to the Summer at AUC Institute for Islamic Studies. Today we are with Professor Mohammed Sarag, the Program Director and an instructor for both the General and Islamic Law programs to be held this summer. A prolific academic in Islamic legal history, Islamic legal thought, and comparative law, Professor Sarag has overseen the development of the Summer at AUC program and worked closely with the program coordinators to make this new summer experience possible. In our interview, I began by asking Professor Sarag to speak a bit more to his early academic background, as well as the current academic projects he is working on.
Well, as to my background, I studied in Al-Azhar, then moved to Darul Uloom. I got my 2 degrees, MA and PhD in Islamic Studies. Spent 1 year in Cambridge afterwards to pursue some studies where I got interested in translating the book of Colson, A History of Islamic Law. Then I was made responsible for the academy in Islamabad, responsible for training judges and attorneys and lawyers as well. Now, I think I got a lot of experience in Islamic law, in the study of Islamic law. I had many books with some interest on law of torts in Islam, negotiable instruments as well, banking, financial system, law of contract, and also a history of Islamic law, or an introduction to Islamic law, which was taught in some universities in the Gulf. I am interested nowadays in a project related to the study of cases decided by the courts throughout the centuries. We have been working for 1 year now, and it takes us another 2 years to finalize this project. I am currently working in the American University, professor of Islamic Studies, and I think that's about all.
I then asked Professor Sarag to elaborate more on what drew him to study Islamic law in the first place.
Well, it came to me after I was appointed as a lecturer in Darul Uloom, Cairo University, 1966, and I became interested, in fact, in Islamic law, particularly with this sort of comparison between the two, between the common law and Islamic law. Since then, I discovered an area of great interest for me, the sort of comparative approach, which showed also that the Islamic law was just a system, a legal system, applicable over almost 13 or 14 centuries, and is still relevant today. So that was the reasons, or that were the reasons for me to get interested in Islamic law. I did some work on the translation of the Oxford book on comparative law, and this sort of comparative approach, in fact, grabbed me to be more interested in Islamic law.
Following the discussion of his background, I then spoke to Professor Sarag about his publishing career, asking him specifically to speak about the articles and books of his own that he believes are the most important and accessible for students.
Well, I would like very much to share with the students The Theory of Justice. This is a very recent article I developed. And also, I would like to refer them also to the law of torts in Islam, in Islamic law, and the concept of negligence, how the Muslim lawyers dealt with this concept. I would like also to refer them to certain ideas which I was very much interested throughout. That is the comparison between the common law system and Islamic law over certain issues, particularly, for example, negligence, remedies, and so on.
I then asked him to speak about his course during the general program and give us an overview of what he expected to cover during the week and how he wanted to approach the program participants.
Well, I think during this week, I will be interested to share with the participants ideas about the nature of Islamic law and its history and its relevance also in the modern time. Certain theories I will try to bring them to discussion. What we call it usul al-fiqh in general, but I will be very much interested in discussing the concept of justice in Islamic law and how it was developed throughout the centuries.
I then asked Professor Sarag what students should expect to gain from the class.
In one word, I would like them to understand the system as it was a really legal system, a legal system, practical legal system, developed and practiced and decided cases between the people. So it helped a lot in the development of the Muslim societies throughout. So that would be very much important for me to find the students aware of, after all, after discussing these things, coming clear about them.
As we drew the interview to a close, I asked Professor Sarag if he had any particular message that he wanted to tell the participants of the program.
Well, we will receive them very well, and we'll see the points also of interest for them, and we'll try to cover these points of interest.
That was our interview with Professor Mohammed Sarag, Professor of Islamic Studies at the American University in Cairo. He is also the Summer at AUC Islamic Studies Program Director and an instructor for both the General and Islamic Law programs to be held this summer. For more information about the Summer at AUC program and how to apply, see the links in the description below.